Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Terrorists hijacked our religion. So luckily, during the last 7-8 years, with the help of our friends, Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Sikh, interfaith has become far more effective now.
On this solemn day, at this sacred hour, once more we pause, once more we pray, as a nation and as a people.
I hate Barack Obama. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell.
Stop killing the abortionists. Stop killing the nurses. Stop killing the receptionists. And stop killing the babies. Killing is not the answer.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, here's a story that made the front page locally. A man, a grocery store manager, who has displayed a crucifix on the wall behind the customer service counter at the grocery store. And it appears that up to this point that hadn't been too much of a problem. He manages a new store with new customers, and now it is a problem and a controversy. And this is a story with an awful lot of different aspects to it. We'll get all the details from Tim Townsend, religion porter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, here in just a moment. You can join us for the next hour of the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, September the 16th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or if you're following us at Twitter, @issuesetc. And we'll get your thoughts after we talk with Tim Townsend of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. About this story. I want to hear from you later in the hour. We'll also discuss 3rd century bishop and martyr Cyprian of Carthage. Tim Townsend is a regular guest, a religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, author of a front page story in today's Post-Dispatch titled "Downtown St. Louis Schnooks Crucifix Draws Criticism from Non-Catholics." Tim, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
For you as a journalist, what's the most important aspect of this story?
Well, you know, there were, as you mentioned, a lot of different angles to it that are interesting. Clearly, there's as I said in the story, I talked to a couple different kind of church-state legal experts, and they said it's a little bit of a stretch to say that just because the Schnooks Corporation accepted some tax increment financing, and there are some other issues of how their funding was developed with the government. Well, whether that in itself is, having a religious icon or symbol in the Schnooks would be a violation of the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, because really that clause is to prohibit government endorsement of religion. In this case, obviously, Schnooks is not a government entity, and so there's sort of an extra step in there that a lot of constitutional scholars say that it would be a tough argument to make. So while that's pretty interesting, really it's the religious aspect of it that I thought was the most interesting, which is the, whether it's appropriate for in a, plural society to have a place where most people go every day, a secular space, a grocery store, whether you would want all of your customers as Schnooks to go in there and feel comfortable shopping, or if even a small minority of them felt a little bit strange looking up and seeing the corpus on the cross, whether that is good business.
So tell us about Tom Carollo's crucifix.
Well, it's probably about a foot and a half tall. It is prominently displayed right in the front of the new Schnook store downtown. It's called the Culinaria. It's a beautiful store, and it just opened. And There's a lot of activity there, and really, when you come through the registers at the front, it is if you happen to look up, it's right there. It really is right above the customer service desk, and there's a hive of activity around there, and it's right there. And so, Tom is a Catholic. He's a Eucharistic minister at his church, which is the old cathedral downtown. He had this, and he was the manager of the Arsenal Schnook store, which is on the hill in St. Louis, very Italian, traditional neighborhood, obviously a lot of Catholics. And for years and years and years and years, the religious symbolism, which is the crucifix rather than the cross, has been up in that store and, you know, really barely a peep. And I think a lot of people contextually decided that Christian iconography or symbolism in that store in particular, because of where it was geographically, sort of fit. It was okay. And I think when Tom was brought downtown by Schnucks, he's sort of a legend in the Schnucks world. And, you know, he was brought in to open this important store, and he brought his faith with him. And I think everybody at Schnucks, including Tom, is surprised about the reaction to his crucifix up there.
What kind of objections were you able to get from those who would talk to you?
Well, I think, I guess like I said before, it's not necessarily a Jewish question or an atheist question or a Muslim question. It's really anybody who is not Catholic, or I guess there are, it's not, the crucifix isn't necessarily a Catholic symbol, but in a lot of Protestant churches, the prefer to use the cross without the corpus. But there were some issues, I think, with a lot of Jewish customers when they see the crucifix rather than the cross. To them, it might take them back to their childhoods when they were called Christ killers, or you know, just that sort of historical, traditional blame that Jewish people have received for eons about the death and torture of Jesus. So I think to them it was almost an even greater intensity that they looked up and saw this crucifix. And then for atheists or agnostics who just feel like there is, they are another minority in the world of religion, and this is another reminder that even in our secular spaces, in our society, they are confronted sometimes with religious imagery.
So is the crucifix still there, and what has the representatives of Schnucks grocery stores had to say about it?
Yeah, it's still there. I just went there for lunch this afternoon. And Schnucks is standing behind their manager. They say that I talked to one of their spokespeople yesterday, and they said that, in fact, Tom Calora's very strong faith was one of the reasons that they brought him downtown. They thought that because of his strong faith, he would be a good person to have in the downtown area, which is more diverse maybe than he was used to on the hill, but that they saw as a positive, that he would be able to utilize his faith to, you know, connect with people. And Tom himself says that, you know, he doesn't mean anything bad, or he doesn't mean to promote one religion over another with this crucifix. He wants to, his intention is to reach out to the people that he works with and works for every day and share his faith.
You mentioned this before, but if you would clarify the role of government money or public money used in the construction of the building or however it was with this new Schnucks store.
Yeah, there's reports that there were, I think the Schnucks may have been about more than half of the funding came from tax breaks, things like tax increment financing, and the garage, the building itself, it's a garage actually that the Schnucks is in, is owned by the state of Missouri. And so there are some people felt that there were issues with that when you accept government money in whatever form, you are then should be held to the same standard as government when it comes to endorsing one religion over another. And like I said, I talked to a couple of pretty prominent attorneys who deal with church-state stuff, and they said that would be a very, very difficult argument to make. And so even the Jewish Community Relations Council and the Anti-Defamation League told me that this was not something that they were going to even pursue as a legal matter, because it really was one more of, as the ADL director told me, a matter of community relations. They just feel like Schnucks is such an important part of the larger St. Louis area community that, you know, their concern was more about relationships rather than legal issues.
Tim Townsend is religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's author of a front-page story in today's Post-Dispatch titled Downtown St. Louis Schnucks Crucifix Draws Criticism from Non-Catholics. We'll post a link to this story under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Tim, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, folks, I want to hear from you. Where do you stand on this story? A couple questions occur to me. Do you think, just basically, whether or not the Schnucks Grocery Store Company should make Tom take the crucifix down? Should they require him to take it down, or should they allow him to leave it up? What if it were the Star of David or some other religious symbol, overtly religious symbol? And folks, there's no mistake in a crucifix. It is about as overt a religious symbol as you can get. Does he have a legal right to do this, or should he take it down voluntarily? Open lines for your questions and your comments, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So, if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to post your favorite Issues Etc. audio segments on your website or blog? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the embed green logo, and copy and paste the embed code on your website or blog. It's just like posting a YouTube video. Embed Issues Etc. audio on your website or blog today. We love our on-demand listeners. Old theology, new technology. Issuesetc.org.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's open lines. Tom Calora. He's a manager of a Schnucks store downtown. Well, before that, he was a manager of a Schnucks grocery store on the hill, and he had a crucifix, a rather sizable crucifix, hanging on the wall over the customer service counter, there for everyone to see as they come in or as they check out with their groceries. Well, he got hired to manage a new store downtown in St. Louis, a different clientele, a different neighborhood, and he brought his crucifix with him. He put it up in the same location over the customer service counter so people can see it as they come in and as they go out, and some are offended. Should he take the crucifix down? Should he substitute it with just a plain cross, which for some reason, I don't know why, seems less offensive to people, be they atheist or non-Christians, than the crucifix with the actual corpus of Christ there on the cross? Or should it just be taken down altogether? Should the company make him take it down, or should they stand behind him and let him keep it up? 1-877-623-6943. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. It's Wednesday afternoon, the 16th of September. You can email us with questions or comments as well. talkback@issuesetc.org. And I know you have an opinion on this. Take it down, leave it up, find another substitute. What is it? talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. First up, Steve is calling from his car. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
Good. Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's really Schnook's discretion that they want to allow him to keep that up because that is a place of business. So, you know, that is Schnook's discretion. And if they want to keep it up, that's great for them. If they don't, they shouldn't. It's not a problem. Where they could get into problems where if someone came up and wanted to hang up the Muslim crescent or the Star David, and they said no, that could get them into problems. But the other thing I thought was this, was that the Schnooks family is a very big supporter of Luther, of the Catholic Charities, and they'll have on their grocery bags, support appeal for the Catholic Charities. So are people offended when they are carrying out grocery bags pushing a certain religious a charity?
Interesting, Steve. I hadn't even noticed that. I mean, I go to a Schnooks in my little town practically every single day, and I had never noticed that on the grocery bags. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE. Should the crucifix at the downtown Schnooks over the area where Tom Calora works, he manages a store there, should the big crucifix come down or stay up? talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. Steve in Colorado emails us, I'd love to know when the freedom from offense became a new constitutional right. The store clerk is free to display the crucifix and his customers are free to be offended by it. If they'd like, they can even express such offense by no longer patronizing the store, but this should not be a legal issue. Interesting. So, look, if you don't like it, if you don't want to see it, then don't come in the store and don't shop there. Now, that's a greater concern, obviously, for the store, for its bottom line, but shouldn't be a legal issue, says Steve in Colorado. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Matt in Seward, Nebraska says, why don't we just let the free market decide? If I lived in St. Louis, I may go out of my way to shop at this store just to support him. If others choose not to go to this store because of the crucifix, then so be it. I predict that in St. Louis, this will help his business. Do you think so? Would you go and shop at a store just to support the manager there who has a crucifix prominently displayed? One of the people interviewed by Tim Townsend in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch story said, look, there's a happy medium. Take down the crucifix, put up a plain cross, because a plain cross is an ambiguous symbol that can be interpreted in any number of ways, but the crucifix with the corpus displayed on the cross, the dead Christ on the cross, that's what a crucifix is, by the way. It's not a sleeping Jesus. It's an unambiguous religious symbol. It's not a sleeping Jesus. It's a dead Jesus. It is for some, I think, an offense, not only the offense of the cross, but an offense it's been misused. In particular, in the past, Jewish people may have felt that it was misused to accuse them of being the sole executioners of Christ. So would it do for you to replace it with a plain cross? 1-877-623-6943. Would you shop at a store if the Muslim crescent or the Star of David or some sort of symbol of Buddhism or Hinduism were prominently displayed by the manager of that store, a grocery store? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org in St. Louis. Here's Kathy. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to say that when I'd heard about this a couple weeks ago, I did call and talk with Tom, and then I also called Schnooks and told them that I was in support of Tom displaying the crucifix. I think because the Schnooks people didn't change, Tom didn't change. I think the clientele changed from where he had been working at before. And then also, Tom is not stopping each customer and trying to convert them or anything. You know, it is a little bit more prominent maybe than when it was at the Hill store. But again, he's not stopping everyone and trying to convert them. So I am in support of him.
Hey, Kathy, what if it were a different religious symbol, a symbol associated with Islam or Judaism or something like that?
I'd probably still continue to shop there. I wouldn't maybe pay as much attention to it, but I know I live near South Grand here where it's very diverse, and I don't always go into those stores, but if they want to display it, and again, I know the tax money is involved in the Schnooks thing, but again, it's Schnooks operated, and they've always supported Tom in the past.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Here's George calling from his car. Hi, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well.
I just want to say that one day we all will see Jesus. So complain now, because when it's your turn to see Jesus, you won't have a word or a choice about it.
George, thank you very much. It is true, and I share that conviction with George, that there will be a day when we will all gaze upon the one whom we have pierced. The risen Christ returned in glory to judge the living and the dead. And, of course, there will be many offended in that day as well. The offense, I think we need to be careful here and not to oversimplify the issue, either in this case or generally. Some people are offended by the cross for reasons other than what Paul talks about when he says the offense of the cross. Some people are offended by the cross because it's been misused. Think for a moment, if you lived in the Deep South 50 years ago, the symbol of the cross out on your lawn, set ablaze, would be deeply offensive for all the wrong reasons. Okay? So the cross has been misused to be a symbol of offense, not the kind of offense that St. Paul's talking about. So we need to be able to distinguish between people who are, well, for instance, there's someone in the story who says, look, that symbol says to me exclusive, that only Jesus is the way of salvation. Well, there is the proper offense of the cross. It's getting its message across. Yes, Jesus is the only way of salvation. But if someone is offended because they've been accused of being a Jesus killer with the symbol of the crucifix in the past, well, that's the kind of offense we need to be able to recognize as inappropriate to the cross. So where do you stand on the story? The crucifix in the grocery store for everyone to see. When you go there, you're not only get your groceries, you get a good eyeful of Jesus hanging dead on the cross. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. The story is that Tom Calora, he is a manager of the downtown Schnooks now, a new fancy store they built downtown. Schnooks operates about 100 and some odd stores in the St. Louis area all around, and they, in the past, have allowed Tom, when he managed a store on the Hill, a heavily Italian and Greek neighborhood, to display a crucifix over the service counter there at the grocery store. Now he's moved to a new store, new clientele, and some people are offended by it. There's been some government money, tax money used in the construction of the building, and I think either the city or the county owns the building. So is it a church-state issue for you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. We're coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon, September the 16th. Email us with questions or comments right here in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us your questions or comments at issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is a Bible. It's a study Bible. It's a Lutheran study Bible, and it's brand new. And yet being brand new doesn't mean that it hasn't drawn deep from the well of the Reformation, the very best scholarship, all the way back to the time of the 16th century Reformation and before, because, of course, the church is always undergoing Reformation, a scholarship that truly spans the millennia of the Christian era and before. The Lutheran Study Bible, you can find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Lutheran Study Bible, when you call Concordia Publishing House, their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. When we come back from this break, more open lines, more of your thoughts, your comments, your ideas, your suggestions for what Tom ought to do at Schnucks with his crucifix. Take it down, leave it up, or should the company say, look, we don't want to lose a single customer and we don't want to run afoul of any kind of church-state issues. Let's just play it safe, like so many companies do, and forbid all religious symbols. Or perhaps here's another solution. Maybe they should inquire of any other employees there who might want to display their religious symbols alongside Tom's. Would that present a problem for you walking into that Schnucks downtown in St. Louis, seeing a big crucifix and then maybe a big Star of David and then maybe, I don't know what the Buddhists use, maybe a circle or something like that, a crescent for Islam, a Hindu symbol over there, maybe a Buddha, a little Buddha statue up on the shelf. Would that present a problem for you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org.
The Lutheran Study Bible is the first time in the English language that the Lutheran Church has produced a study Bible to this extent.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Paul McCain, with his thoughts on the new Lutheran Study Bible.
It's entirely from scratch, as I say, using all original content. It will contain features that every Christian will love and cherish. It has what I think is the most important thing of all, a rich devotional quality to it that helps us understand when we are reading the Word of God, we are reading the mind of God and hearing His Word for us, and we respond to Him and pray, praise, and thanksgiving all through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are really excited about this Bible.
You can purchase the new Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our homepage, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, the Lutheran Study Bible.
Smartest listeners in radio, you're listening to Issues Etc.
One group works to protect China's unborn population.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The Chinese government's one-child policy and prohibition against single motherhood has made it so that at least 23 million unborn babies are killed there every year. One organization trying to help is the Population Research Institute, a pro-life Christian group. Members of this organization live in or travel to China for the purpose of helping pregnant women hide from government officials and successfully give birth to their children. Stephen Mosier, the head of the Institute, says, "We believe all human life is sacred, and there's plenty of room on God's green earth for all of us."
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Little open lines, your thoughts on displaying a crucifix at a grocery store. It's actually happening. Downtown St. Louis, Tom Calora is the manager. There's been a manager at Schnucks various stores for a long time. He's always displayed a crucifix, or as long as people can remember, a crucifix over the customer service counter. And now that he's at a new location, he's doing the same. And some of his customers are offended. Our phone number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. A little bit later, we're going to be talking about Cyprian of Carthage, 3rd century bishop and martyr. Thomas von Hagel will be our guest. Sally's on the phone from her car. Hi, Sally.
Hi. My comment was that people go all the time to get pedicures and manicures at places where there's Buddha statues, and nobody seems to care about that. So I think if it's your own business, you should just be able to put whatever you want up, and people can decide whether to go there or not.
Well, that's interesting, Sally. Thank you for pointing that out, because I hadn't thought about it that way. I think the place where my wife has her nails done
probably has a lot of religious symbol, non-Christian religious symbolism in their yings and yangs and Buddhas and Vishnus and all sorts of symbols there. Here's Millie calling from St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. It doesn't bother me, Todd, whatsoever. If it were Luther's symbol that we have with the rose with the cross in it, that would be, you know, a denomination. But this is, I think it's given some good publicity to Jesus, too.
Millie? You know? All right, Millie, thank you very much.
Todd?
Yeah.
One other thing. Well, we get these on the Internet about ACLU wanting to rid crosses on the graves that are like Arlington and that and so forth. But you know what? Ted Kennedy's got one now, and so has Robert Kennedy. You think they would remove those?
I don't think they will, tell you the truth. Millie, thank you very much. Well, you know, that's been a controversy among people saying, we've got to go over not too far from where I live to the Jefferson Barracks Cemetery, and there are tens of thousands, if not over 100,000 crosses planted in the ground out there. The cross is everywhere. Now, for some people, that means it's lost its impact. Muriel from St. Louis, welcome.
Hello. Well, I think the cross, as it stands, represents the suffering of Jesus for our sins, whereas the empty cross represents the victory of life over death. And, you know, if he wants to have the cross, the crucifix there, to me, it's a manager's choice, and I think that's probably what Schnooks is saying, that it's not a company policy. And I wish other people would not always be so willing to suffer an offense so easily. I'm offended when people are offended by that cross. It offends me that their offense does it.
Muriel, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Now, I do want to take issue with one thing that Muriel said, and that is she said that the crucifix represents the suffering of Jesus for our sins, and that the empty cross represents victory over sin and death. I disagree. I think the empty cross is ambiguous. Is it the cross before Jesus was nailed to it? Is it the cross after Jesus was nailed to it? Think about it this way, the nativity scene. I steal this from Pastor Will Whedon, one of our frequent guests. You say, we always put the baby Jesus in the manger, but he's not there anymore, isn't it? I mean, the argument for the empty cross is Jesus isn't on the cross anymore. He's not there anymore. Well, he's not in the manger either, but you stick baby Jesus in there every Christmas, don't you? You don't display an empty manger to say, well, Jesus isn't there anymore. The reason that we depict Jesus on the cross, and I always say, keep our crosses full and our tombs empty. If you're going to have a picture of a cross, keep it full with the body of Jesus, because that's what happened there. Crosses don't save. The body of Jesus, given as a sacrifice on the cross, saves. And keep the tombs empty, because the tomb is empty, never to be occupied again. Christ came out, and that is victory over death as well. So we really have two symbols, a full cross and an empty tomb, that show us in all its full glory and gore our salvation. So let's hear from you about the display of a crucifix at a Schnucks grocery store in downtown St. Louis. It could be any town near you. Jim in Evansville, Indiana, he writes, since it is a public workplace, I think Schnucks should have the final say. I look at it as similar to the school prayer issue. If you allow one, you have to allow all. I'm more concerned about churches that don't have a crucifix than I am about a grocery store, says Jim in Evansville, Indiana. Well, he's got a great point. You say, you're listening to this radio program, you're reading the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, you say, wow, good for you, Tom, for keeping the crucifix there at your workplace. You say, good for you, Schnucks, for standing behind Tom and letting him have the symbol of the Christian faith right there at his workplace. And yet perhaps you go to church and can't find a cross where you go to church. Pastor may be one of those who says, the cross is offensive to people, might drive some away in your church. And worse yet, and I ask you, which is the greater offense? If they made Tom Calora take the crucifix down, you might be outraged. But the church has voluntarily, in many cases, taken the cross and the crucifix out of its midst. Where's your outrage? Worse yet, the pastors have sanitized their sermons of the cross, where it's seldom mentioned, if at all. Crossless preaching. And where's your outrage? The greater offense is where the church won't display the cross in word and deed for fear of offending some. Don't you think? I do. This is the real offense. There are two offenses to the cross, and one of them is legitimate and should be maintained, and the Christian should never shy away from it, no matter what. And the other one is illegitimate, and the Christian should try to avoid it. The cross that offends because it has become a symbol of something other than the salvation of all men through the one Jesus Christ, because it's been used as a symbol of racism, because it's used as a symbol of anti-Semitism, that is the offense we should avoid. And then there is the right offense of the cross, which we not only should not avoid, but also maintain in the public square, especially in our churches and in our preaching and our teaching. That is the offense of the one Jesus Christ, who is the only way, the only truth, and the only life, who shed blood is the only means of salvation for all men. That is the right offense of the cross. It's also the power of the gospel to save sinners like you and me.